Good morning. Happy Friday. God bless you this morning with the peace and the protection and the deliverance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Did you know that God wants to deliver us from everything that so easily besets us? Did you know that we can be so quick to get burdened down? Did you know that we can be so quick to run into things, into situations, and be involved with people? We can get involved with different spirits and be involved in different associations and even a church that God didn't tell us to be a part of. And before you know it, we have become so easily beset. And so God wants to deliver us, you and I, from everything that so easily gets us turned around. We get so easily taken aback. We are so quick to fall back to where God has promoted us from. We fight so hard to get out of different relationships, and we fight to leave a certain career. And in God being His gracious self, He graces us out of things. He graces us away from people that we never should have been involved with in the first place. And then we go back. God wants to deliver us from everything that so easily besets us. God is a loving Father. He's kind. He's merciful. He is slow to anger with us. He's so patient with us. He gives us grace to get in place. I know He's done it for me time and time again. And I am in a place in my life where God is showing me different habits and different character traits that I've carried for years that have not been like Him. So I thank God for His love this morning, that He would take the time to say, Keisha, now it's time for you to lay aside that weight. It's time for you to learn how to listen more. It's time for you to be quick to listen more and slow to speak. And be slow to be involved in things that have nothing to do with you. And then sometimes we want to say, well, you know, I'm doing it because I want to help, or I want to know because I want to help. No, we want to know because we just want to be nosy. We want to know because that's just our flesh. And am I saying that God has damned us to hell? No. When God shows you or I something that is a flaw, something that He wants us to be delivered from, that's love. So I thank God this morning for His love. And we don't want to be the type of, sons and daughters that when God uses someone else to speak to us about a flaw that we have, we don't want to be the type of people that we're quick to say, she always trying to tell me what to do. He always trying to tell me what to do. I am very big on this. I may not like the vessel. I may not appreciate you pointing out my flaw because you have flaws of your own. But I have learned how to grit my teeth and say, you know what? I don't like you calling me out. But what you said is true. I do need to come up a little bit higher. I do need to lay aside that weight. So this morning, let us take inventory of the things and the people and the places and the communication that we have had with people that God is saying, I need you to come up a little bit higher. You've helped that person long enough. You've assisted that person long enough. You've held that son by his hand long enough. You've taken care of your daughter's children long enough. When are you going to allow them to grow up? When are you going to allow them to seek me for themselves and then wait on me? Because that's what we don't do. Because we're not saying we want to be their savior, but we are acting in God's place. And God said that He would have no other God before Him. So I don't want God to move me out of the way because I'm trying to be somebody's savior. God had to teach me that about my husband. I wanted to be his savior through my actions. And I didn't know how to sit back and let God do what He needed to do. So God had to push me to the side. And now I can see the evidence. I can see the fruit behind God answering my prayers. I can see the fruit behind, and it's sweet fruit. It's a sweet tasting fruit. Because when we really give something to God and He moves us out of the way and we sit back and we wait, God will do what He needs to do in His time. But as long as we keep on answering their need, answering their need, answering their need, well, I'm supposed to help. Well, if you don't see growth in this person, you ain't helping them. You're coddling and enabling them. And wouldn't it be sad for God to remove you out of the way because you're trying to be somebody's Lord and Savior? You'd have ran yourself crazy trying to help them, but they can't help themselves. Well, you know, they said that they gave their life to Christ. Well, if you see a person and they tell you that they gave their life to Christ, you're going to see some evidence. You're going to see some fruit. You're going to see some changes. You're going to hear them say, you know, I used to call on you, but you know, I think I'm going to call on God and I'm going to wait on God. And you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to stop getting myself into trouble and I'm going to wait on God to meet this need. I'm going to stop taking matters into my own hands and then I got to call on you to fix it, to be my Lord and to be my Savior. So today we're going to come up a little bit higher. We're going to be quick to say, you know what? I'm prepared to say, I don't know. I'm prepared to say, I can't help you this time. Well, let us pray about it. Instead of me running to your aid and me casting my pearls among swine, let's pray about it. And we're going to wait on God and we're going to see what God has to say. You all be blessed on this Friday. This is all good news. God is still in the miracle working business. It don't feel like it, but I choose to believe that God is still in the miracle working business. He's still destroying giants. He's still slaying demons. He's still a mountain mover. He is still a bridge over troubled waters. He is all of those things to me. He's been all of those things to me. And I thank Him for it. It doesn't feel like it. It seems like every day something, the situation stays the same. It seems like every day you check your bank account and it's still them $2 in there. Lord, well, when am I going to check it and it's going to say $200? I'm using a very good example about finances and money. We think that God doesn't hear our prayers when we say, God, I need an advance in my career. I need a raise on my job. I'm taking these classes and I'm doing these things, but it seems like I'm just chasing my tail. God sees. He knows. The only thing we have to do is keep praising Him and thanking Him for the things He's already done. We have to worship Him when we're downtrodden and we feel like we can't take it anymore. Worship Him. Give a testimony of His goodness. We have to keep believing Him in the face of the enemy, in the face of what looks like lack. Because God said that He would never leave us nor forsake us, and that's enough. So we have to keep thanking Him and praising Him and walking by faith. Yes, it doesn't look good on paper. Yes, when we go to work, it just seems like I need to be elevated from this. I believe this is where you want me to be for a season, but it just seems like it's getting worse. And then I'm tangled up in this. God sees. Fight to have a good work ethic. You may not have done good on yesterday. Do better on today. And then at the end of the day, look back and say, you know what, Satan? Yeah, you want to call out what I did on Wednesday. But Tuesday, God allowed me through His grace and the Holy Spirit that lives in me. I was able to conquer you. So know that the enemy has limited power, but God has all power. The enemy has to go to God and get permission to do what he thinks that he's doing out of his own power. But he's a liar and the truth ain't in him. And if he tried to tell the truth, he couldn't. But guess what? God is perfect. He's immaculate. And there is no flaw in him. He is a flawless God. And we ought to be glad that we can worship and serve a flawless God. That at any given time, day, or moment, he's perfect. And we can worship him as long as we want to. We can praise him as long as we want to. We can thank him as long as we want to. God wants to deliver us and make us free. Free from worry, doubt, people that pull on us and pull on us and pull on us. And be careful, because when we think we're helping someone, you got to be able to see in the spirit. When we think we're helping someone, their junk and garbage and lies can weigh so heavy on us until we find ourselves chasing our tails. Been there, done that. It's no success behind it. But this is good news, because God allowed me, I'm so humble, to speak a word of deliverance to you today. Be kind to somebody today, just because you can do it. And then surrender your life to Christ. If you've backslidden, just come on back in humility and let God build you up. You all be blessed. Pray for one another. It's my honor to pray for you. If you need prayer, if you have my phone number, text me and say, I need prayer for so and so and so and so and so. It's an option for you to message me through the podcast. Just let me know if you need special prayer, and I promise you, I will go out of my way to pray on your behalf like it's me. Be blessed, and until next time, I love you. Bye-bye. Good morning. Happy Friday. God bless you this morning with the peace and the protection and the deliverance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Did you know that God wants to deliver us from everything that so easily besets us? Did you know that we can be so quick to get burdened down? Did you know that we can be so quick to run into things, into situations, and be involved with people? We can get involved with different spirits and be involved in different associations and even a church that God didn't tell us to be a part of. And before you know it, we have become so easily beset. And so God wants to deliver us, you and I, from everything that so easily gets us turned around. We get so easily taken aback. We are so quick to fall back to where God has promoted us from. We fight so hard to get out of different relationships, and we fight to leave a certain career. And in God being his gracious self, he graces us out of things. He graces us away from people that we never should have been involved with in the first place. And then we go back. God wants to deliver us from everything that so easily besets us. God is a loving Father. He's kind. He's merciful. He is slow to anger with us. He's so patient with us. He gives us grace to get in place. I know he's done it for me time and time again. And I am in a place in my life where God is showing me different habits and different character traits that I've carried for years that have not been like him. So I thank God for his love this morning, that he would take the time to say, Keisha, now it's time for you to lay aside that weight. It's time for you to learn how to listen more. It's time for you to be quick to listen more and slow to speak. And be slow to be involved in things that have nothing to do with you. And then sometimes we want to say, well, you know, I'm doing it because I want to help, or I want to know because I want to help. No, we want to know because we just want to be nosy. We want to know because that's just our flesh. And am I saying that God has damned us to hell? No. When God shows you or I something that is a flaw, something that he wants us to be delivered from, that's love. So I thank God this morning for his love. And we don't want to be the type of sons and daughters that when God uses someone else to speak to us about a flaw that we have, We don't want to be the type of people that we're quick to say, she always trying to tell me what to do. He always trying to tell me what to do. I am very big on this. I may not like the vessel. I may not appreciate you pointing out my flaw because you have flaws of your own. But I have learned how to grit my teeth and say, you know what? I don't like you calling me out. But what you said is true. I do need to come up a little bit higher. I do need to lay aside that weight. So this morning, let us take inventory of the things and the people and the places and the communication that we have had with people that God is saying, I need you to come up a little bit higher. You've helped that person long enough. You've assisted that person long enough. You've held that son by his hand long enough. You've taken care of your daughter's children long enough. When are you going to allow them to grow up? When are you going to allow them to seek me for themselves and then wait on me? Because that's what we don't do. Because we're not saying we want to be their savior, but we are acting in God's place. And God said that he would have no other God before him. So I don't want God to move me out of the way because I'm trying to be somebody's savior. God had to teach me that about my husband. I wanted to be his savior through my actions. And I didn't know how to sit back and let God do what he needed to do. So God had to push me to the side. And now I can see the evidence. I can see the fruit behind God answering my prayers. I can see the fruit behind, and it's sweet fruit. It's a sweet tasting fruit. Because when we really give something to God and he moves us out of the way and we sit back and we wait, God will do what he needs to do in his time. But as long as we keep on answering their need. Well, I'm supposed to help. Well, if you don't see growth in this person, you ain't helping them. You're coddling and enabling them. And wouldn't it be sad for God to remove you out of the way because you're trying to be somebody's Lord and Savior? You'd have ran yourself crazy trying to help them, but they can't help themselves. Well, you know, they said that they gave their life to Christ. Well, if you see a person and they tell you that they gave their life to Christ, you're going to see some evidence. You're going to see some fruit. You're going to see some changes. You're going to hear them say, you know, I used to call on you, but you know, I think I'm going to call on God and I'm going to wait on God. And you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to stop getting myself into trouble and I'm going to wait on God to meet this need. I'm going to stop taking matters into my own hands and then I got to call on you to fix it, to be my Lord and to be my Savior. So today we're going to come up a little bit higher. We're going to be quick to say, you know what? I'm prepared to say, I don't know. I'm prepared to say, I can't help you this time. Well, let us pray about it. Instead of me running to your aid and me casting my pearls among swine, let's pray about it. And we're going to wait on God and we're going to see what God has to say. You all be blessed on this Friday. This is all good news. God is still in the miracle working business. It don't feel like it, but I choose to believe that God is still in the miracle working business. He's still destroying giants. He's still slaying demons. He's still a mountain mover. He is still a bridge over troubled waters. He is all of those things to me. He's been all of those things to me. And I thank him for it. It doesn't feel like it. It seems like every day the situation stays the same. It seems like every day you check your bank account and it's still them $2 in there. Lord, well, when am I going to check it and it's going to say $200? I'm using a very good example about finances and money. We think that God doesn't hear our prayers when we say, God, I need an advance in my career. I need a raise on my job. I'm taking these classes and I'm doing these things, but it seems like I'm just chasing my tail. God sees. He knows. The only thing we have to do is keep praising him and thanking him for the things he's already done. We have to worship him when we're downtrodden and we feel like we can't take it anymore. Worship him. Give a testimony of his goodness. We have to keep believing him in the face of the enemy, in the face of what looks like lack. Because God said that he would never leave us nor forsake us, and that's enough. So we have to keep thanking him and praising him and walking by faith. Yes, it doesn't look good on paper. Yes, when we go to work, it just seems like I need to be elevated from this. I believe this is where you want me to be for a season, but it just seems like it's getting worse. And then I'm tangled up in this. God sees. Fight to have a good work ethic. You may not have done good on yesterday. Do better on today. And then at the end of the day, look back and say, you know what, Satan? Yeah, you want to call out what I did on Wednesday. But Tuesday, God allowed me through his grace and the Holy Spirit that lives in me. I was able to conquer you. So know that the enemy has limited power, but God has all power. The enemy has to go to God and get permission to do what he thinks that he's doing out of his own power. But he's a liar and the truth ain't in him. And if he tried to tell the truth, he couldn't. But guess what? God is perfect. He's immaculate. And there is no flaw in him. He is a flawless God. And we ought to be glad that we can worship and serve a flawless God. That at any given time, day, or moment, he's perfect, and we can worship him as long as we want to. We can praise him as long as we want to. We can thank him as long as we want to. God wants to deliver us and make us free. Free from worry, doubt, people that pull on us and pull on us and pull on us. And be careful, because when we think we're helping someone, you got to be able to see in the spirit. When we think we're helping someone, their junk and garbage and lies can weigh so heavy on us until we find ourselves chasing our tails. Been there, done that. It's no success behind it. But this is good news, because God allowed me, I'm so humble, to speak a word of deliverance to you today. Be kind to somebody today, just because you can do it. And then surrender your life to Christ. If you've backslidden, just come on back in humility and let God build you up. You all be blessed. Pray for one another. It's my honor to pray for you. If you need prayer, if you have my phone number, text me and say, I need prayer for so-and-so and so-and-so and so. It's an option for you to message me through the podcast. Just let me know if you need special prayer, and I promise you, I will go out of my way to pray on your behalf like it's me. Be blessed, and until next time, I love you. Bye-bye.